time.
Ready?
Well, Max, you there?
Yes, sir, I am. Okay. I apologize, Earl.
No problem.
Pretty messed up. I didn't want to be spreading goodies everywhere.
Okay, no problem. I'm going to start the meeting now. We're going to call the meeting to order. We're going to begin with the Pledge of Allegiance and the roll call.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now, today we have on hand, we're a little short-handed, so we're going to have one member do it by phone. Got Paul Thomas, Earl Barbeau, and Max Carter's on the phone here.
And it's the Sunrise Manor Town Advisory Board meeting for September 1st.
Sunrise Manor Town Board meeting for September 1st. Public comment. This period is devoted to comments by the general public about items on the agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on the agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board council about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on the agenda, you must wait till the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board council by majority vote. I'd like to ask for approval of the August 11th minutes. Approval of the minutes. Move to approve. Max Carter, all in favor?
Aye.
Approval for the agenda for September 1, 2022, and hold and combine any deleted items for possible action. I move to approve. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, approved. Informational items.
We have no informational items, Jim.
No informational items today. Planning and zoning. Now we're going to move right into the agenda items. UC220386, Ojeda Alfonso Ibarra. Are you here? Mr. Ibarra is not here. He also missed the last meeting. Does anybody have any board members have any comments of what to do? We held it the last time.
He didn't miss the last meeting.
He didn't miss last
meeting?
This one?
We gave staff approval.
That was number 3.
Chair, you can just trail it.
You'll
trail it till the end?
Yes.
Sir, what is your name?
Larry Christofferson.
What item are you here for?
The tire sales.
Okay. Good. Thank you.
So we'll trail it to the end.
We'll trail it to the end. Okay. Okay, second item on the agenda. UC220403-J, not dash J, just UC220403, J&R Properties, Las Vegas, LLC. Very good, thank you.
If it's all right, we can let this gentleman go before us.
No.
Okay.
No, he's here for the one behind you.
And Chair, if you can read everything into the record.
What's that?
If you can read everything into
everything
the record.
Everything into the record. Okay. Use permit to allow a proposed accessory structure. Oh, that's the wrong one. Excuse me. Cross that off the record. You got that, Max?
Yes, sir.
Okay. UC220418. That's the wrong one,
no.
Too. UC220403, J&R Rental Properties, Las Vegas, LLC. Use permit for the following. To allow a trailer, recreational vehicle, and watercraft vehicle wash in the M1 zone Two, to allow trailer, recreation vehicle, and watercraft vehicle wash in the APZ2 zone. Three, reduce separation from residential use. And four, waive screening of outside storage area. Waiver of developments for the following: to reduce the gate setback. Two, to alternative landscaping. Three, eliminate trash enclosure. Four, security fence location. And five, commercial driveway standards. And a design review for modifications to an existing mini warehouse facility with outside storage of vehicles and vehicle wash on 2.7 acres in an M1 light manufacturing AE65 and APZ2 zone, generally located on the north side of Judson, 400 feet west of Nellis Boulevard within Sunrise Manor. Possible action on 9/21/22 by the Board of County Commission. Any public comments?
Well, they need to present.
What's that?
If you want to come up and present.
Please come up.
State your name and address.
This is my first day on the job here, so please forgive me. It's my first day chairing the meeting.
Is this where it's coming in? Yeah, and I'll just turn it the other way. And then just state your name and address for the record.
My name is Lane E-L-A-N-E. Last name Sule, S-O-U-L-E. I'm with Dwyer Engineering. We're at 7310 Smoke Ranch Road, Las Vegas. And I'm here with the property owner and his daughter. This is Charlie Fussies, the owner of this storage facility. And the reason we are here is the owner wishes to use these two back properties to pave it and allow for vehicle storage, such as mainly boats, but RVs, mm-hmm. and any other vehicle which needs to be stored. The reason for the waivers is because the only access to these back properties is through Judson Avenue, through his current driveway access. This driveway access is not a commercial driveway. It is a standard PAM driveway. So we're seeking a waiver for to have this particular PAM driveway. And let me show you what he proposes to do with the front here. That'll lead to the other waivers. Okay, so looking down on Judson Avenue, if we were, for the first waiver, if we were to put in a standard commercial driveway, you can see how much room it takes, leaving no room for parking at the front of this complex for potential customers and for handicap parking. The other waiver is for landscaping. The standard is a 6-foot landscaper. Planning and Public Works have approved to keep his current landscaping, which uses zero water because this currently has no irrigation. And with the drought that we're in, it makes sense if these plants are thriving and not utilizing any water to keep them. Also, a 6-foot landscaping would prevent vehicles from being able to make that turn around this storage building. Public Works has denied approval of this commercial driveway, but we see no other alternative. They also denied this 30-foot setback. They want 50, but 50 puts you into the existing building. So the throat depth and the commercial driveway, we do not see a way. We continue to request that waiver. We do not see a way to make that. that work. Other waivers being requested are... the trash enclosure. We currently have a trash enclosure here, but the rules of using these storage facilities is you have to move your own trash out. They do not keep a trash receptacle for the tenants. It's something that they have to take with them. So a trash enclosure is not needed and is currently not being used. And it doesn't allow for this type of facility requires this many parking spaces. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, one of them being handicapped. In order to make all those fit, we had to get rid of the trash enclosure and the design. Vehicles will use this access and park here while there's a keypad here. They also have a mobile app that allows them to get in, but if the mobile app doesn't work, they have a keypad and the gate opens. And then they're allowed to proceed in. And they can use any of these storage facilities or the extended purpose to park their boats or RVs in the back. Let's see if there's anything else to say about this. They did say something about the fencing. The fencing right now is right on the property line. They requested me moved back behind the landscaping, which I think we could do that. Problem is, we can't move the fencing back here because, again, it eliminates a parking space that we need. It's a very tight space. If you notice, we actually have this photo here showing you just how limited. This is the existing trash enclosure that will be removed. But any usable space in here is going to be used for parking.
It's got that electrical box too. If we moved it back in 3 foot, that electrical box, it would encroach upon it.
Did I miss anything? I think you got it on.
I think so. Also, if we had a larger driveway, then that whole light post would have to move too.
Yes, that.
So that
driveway
that light
would
stand
turn.
Would take out that.
That shows up on this one. This one. So that light post is right here. You see a driveway. It'd be in the way of the driveway, so that'd have to be relocated. I don't even, it's regardless, it just can't work.
I was just curious about some things. I don't understand the wording. And with the fence where it is, which is on the sidewalk, they said something about
six to eight feet.
Didn't clear the sidewalk or something?
It was
maybe
very unclear what...
I don't know what that means.
What planning said.
How would we build something? Does it mean they want it to be higher? Do they mean that they don't want it coming out over the sidewalk, which seems reasonable?
So that would be a question for your planner, which you're more than welcome to call either Brady or Lauren.
But I think that Brady's on vacation.
No, he's not.
He's back. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, he's back. Oh, cool.
Okay.
But I wasn't even aware that they wanted us to move the fence in until as soon as I saw the agenda. So we didn't.
So you should have received this before, and all of that information is.
Well, yeah. Until I received this, we weren't even aware of that
right.
Particular.
That's usually when they write up the full thing and
yeah.
They study everything, and so that
and
if you have questions, feel free to call.
I don't mind moving it in. Don't get me wrong. I'm fine with it. That's what they want.
Yeah.
It actually will look nicer because the existing fence is chain link. And if I did another fence, I would put it in wrought iron. Yeah. My goal here is to the area, as you know, is a bit blighted. I would like it to look better. I'd like to do something to help the county improve the area, and you'd have to do it one parcel at a time. And so it would be fine to move it in, as long as I can make it high enough that if someone stood on the planter, that they would then have, they would not be able to get over the fence.
Right.
You see, and if you have a 6-foot fence and you're on a 1.5-foot planter, now you've got like a 4.5-foot fence. So I'd probably want to make the thing higher, but I don't know what the height regulation
is. This part of the fence can't move back.
But this can't move back.
Right, because the mechanics would have to move back.
I'm kind of solution based. I'm into it, but if we could move it to the inside of where the electrical box is, then maybe we could.
Yeah, that box could move.
If we didn't,
have this infill area.
But then they could stand on the box and get over the fence. So security and
great expense too, moving it.
It's a tough nut.
Maybe they could. You got to check with the planner.
Sure.
Chair, if they're done presenting, you can open it up for public comment.
Okay. Well.
Okay.
Is there anything else you want to add?
Only just. I'm a frustrated guy. I don't understand the system, although I've been in building for many years. But we've worked for a year on this. I know that planning has some challenges, and I don't mean to say anything negative about any planning people or any staff. But we've worked for a year to do this, and once we got this, we're back where we were a year ago. Nobody makes a decision. We keep offering things, and they entertain it, but then we think that they're on board, but then when we get this, we're back to where we were at square one a year ago. And I'd like to do things. I'm here to do things. I'm here to spend money. I'm here to improve the property so there could be bigger taxes coming to the county. But I need someone to communicate with me, and we've had the COVID, we've had confusion, it's hard to get in to see anybody. So I'm frustrated. I don't know what to do. Unless I just, and then me not being able to use these back two parcels, I'm not making about another $85,000 a year. So, and I'm putting a lot of money out. I'm putting 60 grand a year into the property, especially with people coming in trying to get the catalytic converters. I put 20 grand just in the fencing to try to harden the target. And the reason I dug those trenches was I wanted to put in lighting and cameras for security. And then of course, when I first bought this property, I had them look it up. I went to planning and they said we had a use permit. Well, the back two parcels don't have addresses. So when they looked at the front parcel, it does have a use permit for what I'm doing with it. So they weren't incorrect. It's just that the back two parcels don't have the use permit. And so when we went down, the electrician went down to get a permit, we were told it don't have use permits, so then we had to reverse the process. That's been a year and a half.
Okay.
And I'm just frustrated. I'm a solution-based guy, and we've been stuck in a process for a year and a half.
Okay. any set your presentation then?
Yes.
Okay, any public comments? Okay, is hearing none?
Stay there.
Yeah, Sam, stick around. We got questions from the board and the public. There's no public comments, so board members?
Yeah, I have quite a few questions for you. The electrical box, that's to operate the gate?
Yes.
No, the electrical box doesn't operate the gate. The electrical box belongs to your power company.
Oh.
That power comes from there, and there's a meter in front of each individual building has an individual meter. So there's three feeds coming out of that, which is our power. So that all belongs to Nevada Power, is it?
Okay, yeah, this box here?
At the energy.
Oh, yes, yeah. here's.
No, I don't even know what this is. But this belongs to Nevada Power.
I believe this is all related, but do have a box that controls the gate.
Well, the gate, yeah, that's way up here. See that little box?
So this one is not
operated. That one's not related,
okay.
No.
Okay,
no.
All right. Here's the box for the.
All right. I'm going to ask a lot of questions, but we're probably still going to turn this down today because there's so many things on here that we can't answer for you. but I'm going to try to give you a little bit of a feeling that I'd like to see you be able to get this, okay? Because you're not changing anything in the front, you're adding stuff to the back. If this was adequate before, why isn't it adequate now? Yeah, obviously you have trucks going in here with moving trucks, you know, U-Haul type things going here for people to store things, is that correct?
Yes.
So now you'd be taking boat trailers back here. So that's a little different than a truck going in there. I'd say if you could widen that gate as much as you can, I'd be willing to even say here, so that it's on record, you could reduce your parking places because you don't have people coming other than to sign up for storage. Is that
right.
correct? So it's a onesie-twosie thing, and maybe your vehicle there. Or you could put your vehicle inside somewhere.
Oh, yeah, we always park inside.
To allow places for the customers.
Well, the concern, my wife is handicapped, so having handicapped availability is a big thing to us.
Yeah.
This and then also, office. We don't want to have an exposure where someone can come and
so see where you have office. Where you have the, I keep going, if that's okay. Where you have the roundabout that goes around the buildings,
yes.
over on your right side there, can that Same. Fence, yes. Now, where is that fence at the front right here? Where's that fence located?
Well,
the one that closes off the driveway part.
Oh, right. Yes, that's right.
No.
I think you mean this one here.
No, from the building. Yeah.
It's at the building line.
Go to the right. That fence that's right
oh,
there.
Oh, it's actually right about here.
It's right there.
It's right here right now.
Here.
So you can move that fence.
We did. We moved it over here.
Yeah, we moved it to accommodate parking.
Oh, you did that to accommodate parking.
Everything we did to the front here is because this is what we were giving to planning so that they would allow us to develop this back.
Okay.
So all that stuff can be used or not used. But what's difficult is if it wasn't planning, I think it was the public utilities, who was it, the street folks that wanted this bigger driveway?
That was Public Works.
Public Works wanted a driveway, but I'd have to lop off 15 foot of my building to accommodate that driveway. So we're trying to do something, come upon some kind of a solution so that we could have the security, have a little bit of parking, and we're even willing to make the driveway bigger.
Wider, which we did.
Wider, yeah, to create it. But I think where they're struggling is we don't have that throat depth. And they're concerned, and it's a good concern, that if people are going down Judson and there's cars parked right here, this could create a safety
issue. I know we're not supposed to give you too many suggestions on things, but what's the chances of you taking this fence right here? Shift this over, move the parking over here, put your gate here, put this over like this, shift that over. You still have enough area going around here.
Yeah, we could keep that.
I'm just trying to give you a couple suggestions,
yeah.
Okay?
Our big problem is throat depth. They want 50 feet, and no matter how we...
Well, you're not going to get
the
depth.
You're not going to get the depth. And part of that, if you look at this...
But it's the throat depth is the reason they're turning things down. So I guess maybe it's the streets department.
They want the turn radiuses as well and the depth. So after the turn radiuses and the depth, we need that much just for.
I guess I'm done. There's not much I can do.
Well, can do is go back to the drawing board, but it's a very...
How hard would it be for you to chop off part of the buildings?
It would be easier for me to do this, is to take this, use the existing use permit, forget about this, and... Wait, we're on the wrong page here. I'm sorry, Blaine, I don't know your... Oh, here we go. Let's turn it around. What we've got here is we've got an easement with a bubble here. because these are separate parcels. They can't landlock me.
Oh.
You see, so even in our proposal, I'm putting in two gates back here, and I was going to go ahead and finish this here, part of the bubble of the cul-de-sac. They've got asphalt to here, but this gentleman here is my neighbor. How do I get him motivated to complete this that's on his property? I don't know if he has the money. I don't know if he has the will. But, you know, I try to stay as good neighbors. I don't believe in the bully method. I like to...
Well, is the easement open, or is it...
It's an existing
It's drawn as an easement, but
is it dirt or is it?
This is asphalt to here.
Yes.
All of this is dirt. All this is dirt, and you know, air quality, they won't allow us to drive on dirt.
And fire department.
And the fire department is looking for another way in to get to
okay. A couple things. I've been dying to say something. I want to interrupt you.
That's right.
One thing that the staff is I know this area very well. In 63, my family built a house on Holt Street.
Excellent.
Right next, just right close to your project, okay? So, and I've been going around, and I drove by and looked at it before this meeting, just to make sure. I looked at all the properties today, on today's agenda. And I read this in detail. And the staff is recommending just what you suggested here. The staff says right in the paperwork that they gave us that the safest option is to provide a driveway or driveways from the private easement, private access easement on the east side of the parcel.
We agree. We just can't do it because it's...
Maybe with you folks saying that, I could then go to him and say, what can we do?
Well, yeah, planning is telling you that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not an engineer. I'm a citizen.
Yeah.
You know, I've got some experience, and that's why I'm here. Anything technical like this, you really have to work out with planning in advance. And from what I'm reading, I want you to do the project. I think you have a great opportunity. But like Paul was saying, when you're pulling a trailer, you're going to have turning radiuses now. You see, and this is in the planning. Planning thinks more universally, more about the neighborhood than they do about your property.
Mm-hmm.
They're worried about what the neighborhood, and they're worried about throat depth, and they're worried about turning radiuses coming into the property, and your property is set pretty close to the street. Your setback is not that much.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. You could chop off 15 feet and that'd give you the throat depth, right? Well, luckily they're modular buildings, and maybe, you know, they can be disassembled and you take 15 feet off. That might be your cheapest way to go. I want to see you develop it because I think you've got a good plan.
My goal is to make it look nice.
Right? Yeah.
Now, it was essentially kind of abandoned in a sense, and so there was all kinds of adventures I've understood going on in that place in the past.
Okay.
From stories, but I don't want it to be that. I want it to be a nicer neighborhood.
Right. Right. And so does planning, and that's why they want you to have safe access, and they want it to look pretty. So you got to move the fence.
Right.
You know, it's not right on the.
That's your easement. That's your property.
It's not on my property. This is, but this is on his property here.
Yeah, but it's an easement.
Yes, it is.
But he has the right to sign there, his property, but they have to jointly develop it.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, that's their work.
And I can't just start rolling equipment on someone else's property without permission. So, and we have to come, of course,
that's
to planning.
And you're going to have to work with planning on that.
Yeah, whatever. Because even doing this, looking how long we spent in time and we've invested in this, it's probably going to be at least a year.
But doesn't the easement give you the right of way to go back?
It gives me the legal right, but it doesn't give me the physical right. In other words, I'd probably have to get attorneys if I were to fight it. I can't just. I'm not an attorney. I shouldn't even say that. But I don't know how to make it work. But logically, I see how
you're right. They cannot landwalk that property. That easement is there.
Well, he's not landlocked. He's got the other access.
Well, no, I'm not. This parcel, there's three parcels, so these two parcels are landlocked.
Oh, he could sell those two.
Yeah, I could sell these two separately, yeah.
This is probably how the easement happened in the first place.
Well, this is probably the only way they
could
subdivide was to do the easement.
Created, they had to have.
Is that a cul-de-sac back there? Is that exactly where the easement is?
This
cul-de-sac?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, that is where the proposed cul-de-sac.
Yeah, they had a master plan on that, what it was. And then
see, it doesn't even show up on here.
Yeah. I think we're done.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I'm going to make a motion to deny first staff's recommendation. You're going to have to work that out. I'd say your easiest thing is to get that easement going.
Well,
that's your cheapest.
I really appreciate your input because we're stuck, and
I don't see any other. I don't see other, no other way to do it.
So maybe I just don't understand
motion,
how the process works.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, Mac.
Okay. Unanimous.
Yeah, to Brady or Lauren.
Okay. Okay. Next item on the agenda is UC-22-0418 Amigo Realty Corp. Use permit for tire sales and installation. Waiver of development standards to allow service doors to face street Monroe Avenue. Design review for a vehicle maintenance with tire sales and installation business on 0.9 acres in a C2 general commercial zone, generally located on the east side of Nellis Boulevard, the south side of Monroe Avenue within Sunrise Manor. For possible action, September 21, 2022 at the Board of County Commission.
Hi, good evening. Lanny Christofferson, 2085 East Quail Avenue, here representing the applicant and owner. It is an existing building, so the constraint is that the doors face the right-of-way now. It was an existing condition. But what we have done is we've added landscaping along Monroe, which will screen those doors from the right-of-way. We've also met all the requirements for the commercial drive, the throat depths. We've added the landscaping inside the parcel, as well as paving the entire parcel. The only waiver we do have is that for the garage doors, which again is a constraint of the existing building. So I'm here to answer any questions you may have.
Any questions or comments from the public? Hearing none, questions or comments from the board?
More to the county is why are we still making put in interior landscaping on the with the drive stone? I'd rather not have interior landscaping. It's okay to have it out on the outside to beautify the streets, but to put it back in a parking area, I think it's a waste, honestly. I think it's a waste of their money. I think it's a waste of the water. I don't see the advantages of having the landscape three trees in the back like that. What purpose does it serve? Is there houses back there behind this place?
No, it's a vacant. But well, I could answer, it's Heat Island is the main reason why they need to put in the trees inside the market.
Heat Islands? Yeah.
Heat Island.
Heat Island.
Yeah.
But it does back up to some residential back there, though.
Yeah, on the
it was just a question I had, that's all. It wasn't nothing.
Okay, I went out and took a look at it too, and I'm very familiar with the property and the neighborhood and all. I'm glad you're doing it. It'll make a nice project, but the fence, what are you going to do about the fencing? The fence,
that is going to be replaced.
All the fences are already, yeah, it looks
replaced,
really bad. Yeah. Okay, yeah, very good. That's all I had.
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Per staff
aye.
Recommendation?
Yep.
Per staff. Motion to approve per staff recommendation. All in favor? Aye.
Yep.
Unanimous.
Passed. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful evening.
Yep. Number one.
Bye. Okay, that brings us up to
number one.
Number one.
No applicant present.
Applicant's not present the second time around.
And it was held at the last meeting.
Yep.
So, Chair, there's no other meeting. You can vote on it.
Okay, we can vote on this. I went out and looked at the property. And
if you can just read it first for the record.
Okay, for the record.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
No problem. I've got to go back to this place. UCC-22-0418-Amigo Realty Corp. Wait a minute, that's number three. Number one, UCC-22-0386-OHIDA, Alfonso Ibera. Use permit to allow proposed accessory structure detached garage to exceed one-half the building footprint of a principal residence on 0.3 acres in an RD suburban estate zone, generally located in the northeast corner of Sunview Circle and Sunkist Drive within Sunrise Manor. For possible action, 9-6-22, Planning Commission. Any comments from the public? No comments. Okay. Ojeda's not here. Mr. Ojeda's not here. Yeah, he didn't come to the last meeting. We trailed it. We set it on this agenda. I went out and looked. Didn't we get a comment from the public last time?
There were things that were mailed, and we forwarded the emails to you regarding this application.
Wasn't this denied by the staff last time?
Staff is recommending denial.
No, they're recommending approval now. How can they recommend approval now and they were recommending denial last meeting?
No, they recommend approval last meeting. I have it with me right here. I have last week's right here.
Oh, you're right. They are recommending
approval. Yeah, they recommend approval. Last time and this time.
Well, I guess it's not for me to question, but how can they do this and we denied other people's stuff where they were not even going as big as this? This guy's going almost two times the property.
Yeah.
How can staff allow something like that in a residential neighborhood when other people try to do stuff like that and they get denied?
I can't answer that, obviously, but it's up to you to approve or deny it.
I have a problem with it.
I do, too. I went out and looked at the property, and go ahead and Paul, make a motion.
I'm going to motion to deny.
Okay.
There's a motion to deny. Can you hear that, Max?
Yes, sir.
Are you there? Okay, good. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Motion denied. Unanimous. 3-0.
On to general business.
Okay, we're going to review the previous fiscal year's budget requests and take a public input regarding suggestions for the next budget requests for possible action. To nominate and appoint a representative alternate to the Community Development Advisory Committee, CDAC, for 22/23 for possible action. Appoint a new vice chair for the Sunrise Manor Town Board for possible action.
So, Chair, we'll take them one at a time. I'll start with the first one. So, it's that time of year. This is a two-meeting process. So, per NRS 269.590, they can annually solicit budget requests from the town board for their respective unincorporated towns. Sunrise Manor, as we know, we've gone over. You do have a budget, but it all gets put in one pot. Technically, Paradise Town subsidizes the rest of Clark County. Just so for your information, the county's annual budget runs from July 1st through June 30th. Budget requests may be for goods, services, new programs, expansion of current programs, additional personnel, or capital and construction-related programs. So what happens for practical purposes is when every town board is asked of this, then we, as the liaisons, take the list and then we send them to the departments, and then the departments make their list, and then they send them to finance, and finance makes their list, and that's what gets funded. So that's just the process.
Okay,
and
ask a question. How is the money allocated? Do they look at the annual census?
It's allocated by statute. So for example, we have to fund social services first, basic needs. Previous budgetary restrictions. So we have to fund that first by law, and it's hundreds of things, everything from social services to the hospital to to public roads to things like that. Then after all of that is funded, all the obligations, they call them. For example, we know we have 10 building department staff. Well, we know we have to fund them before we even hire more staff. So there's a variety of obligations, everything from staffing to basic needs that need to go on. We always get new ones every other year when the state mandates us to fund things. Sometimes we're okay with it. Sometimes we tell them we can't fund it, but we can't do it anyway. So then all the extra money we thought we had now goes to this. For example, the state increased the amount of judges for district court to lower their caseload. We weren't expecting that. So instead of all the $10 million we had extra left over, well, now we have eight because now the state made us hire more judges. So all of those come into play. Of course, with COVID, it was very unique year. So we are, there are separate funds that come in from that, which we cannot use. They're restricted funds. So that's sort of a very simplistic answer to your question.
Okay, well, I'm more concerned about how is the money allocated among the different town boards or townships.
So like I mentioned, it's not. So it's not, because if you would operate at a deficit. The residents of Sunrise Manor don't make enough money to cover their own costs.
Right.
No one does except Paradise Town, because that's where all the revenue comes in from the casino, from the strip.
Right.
So that's why it all goes into one pot. And then that pot, we first take care of all the obligations. So for example, the hospital. The hospital doesn't care if you're come from Sunrise, Searchlight, or Paradise. They treat everyone the same. Building department doesn't matter if your application comes in from Sunrise, Spring Valley, or Laughlin. It's all the same. So even though the state law, remember, state law applies to everyone in the state, it doesn't necessarily fit in Clark County because of the way where the majority of our revenue comes from.
Well, I'm concerned that our area, a lot of it was rural, vacant land, where others are well-developed, you know, land. Fulton, they're not adding new people, but we're adding more and more people. B and C and the others are all developed already. So what we may, I don't know how it's allocated. That's what I'm asking, because over the decades, we keep growing, adding more people, and if our budget still is the same percentage as everybody else's, we're not maybe getting shared the right...
You don't have a budget.
Okay.
That's the thing. You don't have a budget. It's basically by need. So, for example, if it's growing, if you need a certain piece of, for example, independent developments coming in, the developers are in charge of putting all the offsites in and connecting all of that, right? So it's put on the developer as well. So it's not that simple.
Okay.
Yeah. So in a lot of the new areas, because we have, the district has a lot of new areas, but we also have a lot of old areas. So in the new areas, you have the issue of, are we getting, because we're growing, are we getting the infrastructure fast enough? In the old areas, they say, we have the infrastructure, but it's deteriorating because all the money goes to the newer developed areas to build these things. So.
Right, that's what I was getting at.
Yeah.
Paradise has got Sunset Park. We're just now, today, getting Hollywood Park.
And
because that's my point. They're all well developed already. And
so the park budgets are completely different. We had no park budgets at all. So that was a bond that we had to give out in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
So that has nothing to do with this, to be honest.
Okay.
So for example, Silverado Ranch, they don't have, in the Southwest, they don't have a single recreation center still. So they use their money, bond money, because the Clark County did not create enough revenue to dedicate to parks.
Okay.
So that's kind of for the budget. So when we can't generate enough revenue, we bond.
Mm-hmm.
And that specifically for parks is a whole other thing.
Okay, thank
you. The airport is self-funded, water reclamation is self-funded. UMC is doing better, but the county had to, the newspaper articles. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
And so like I mentioned, it's a two-step process. This meeting, I just wanted to provide you guys from last year an update on what you requested. And then for next meeting, you can either keep this back on or just think of new things to add for next time. So last year the board wanted to increase security at Families Lewis Park, and so after what I did, and generally all parks as well, so I took your feedback, I sent it to RPM. RPM is currently speaking to Metro on adding cameras to all county facilities, not only parks, but recreation centers. But that is, they're under negotiations, right? Like, we're waiting for that. Commissioner Sagerblum approved the Metro substation, which was before you guys, not too long ago. And along with two other commissioners, Commissioner Kirkpatrick and Commissioner Gibson, they both publicly urged Metro to speed up the process and ask for any funds needed. What we've heard is they can't fill it. So right now there is a deficit in Metro officers all throughout the valley. The commissioners say, and it's not about funding. They just can't find the people.
Yeah.
So the commissioners are more than happy to give them more money for staff and or expediting the building process. It went great. The approval went great. Just like how you guys recommended approval, so did the rest of the board. So just to think about things, we can continue. And what does happen, I can let you know. The commissioners know about your requests because I send it to all the commissioners, McCurdy and Kirkpatrick as well. And so I know, for example, when my commissioner has meetings, he'll say, this is what the town board wants.
Well, that was the last 2 years we've asked for that.
For security, yeah.
Yeah. Now, Max, what's your comments? You were pretty strong on this both times.
I'm still frustrated. You know, I was slated to go into 5 parks last year, and they, Lewis Stanley Park was one of them, and they cut 2, and it was our park that got cut. We're the ones who have been pushing it, and I'm very disappointed in that, and think we need to emphasize it again. Like, we still hear that every time that a park improvement comes up. We have residents wanting the parks removed because they don't own them anymore. And we need to fix that first and foremost.
Exactly. Okay.
So, think of, you're not voting on it tonight, especially because there's 2 board members out. It'll be final vote on the final list next meeting. So, if you have any questions in the meantime.
Okay. And then next is number 2, of nominate and appoint representative and alternate to the Community Development Advisory Committee.
Correct. So as you remember, it's every year the Community Development Advisory Committee meets 5 times a year. It's going to meet between November 2022 and run till January 2023. We recommend folks to attend as many meetings as possible. I know you can't make them all, but we would like to. One caveat is these funds are federal funds, so Mr. Williams cannot. And the county as well as the cities also have their allocation, so I don't know if Mr. Williams is, because he works for the city, I don't know if he's allowed to be on this board.
Hmm. Yes, because our typical, what we normally do in a case like this is we nominate the people who are not here.
Yeah.
And Mr. Williams is one of them tonight.
Yeah. I know the chair was the...
Max may be busy in Carson City next year, so
right.
he may not be here.
Twice.
So we, Alex, I think, was the main one last year,
right.
And we can vote for an alternate in case Alex does not do. I think this would be her 3rd time. So it's up to you guys if you guys want to nominate Alex and then an alternate.
Do we have to do that tonight?
Yes, because this has to be approved. Or you can trail it to the next meeting, but we have to vote on it in the next meeting because they have to be approved by the board the first meeting in October.
Okay, we'll trail it.
Okay.
Okay, appoint a new vice chairman for Sunrise Mirror Town Advisory Board for possible action. Anybody have any suggestions?
I nominate Earl. He's done a fantastic job tonight.
Well, thank you. But I'd really like to just kind of assist everybody and not be the leader.
The other caveat, Chair, is this is only till December, so...
Only till December?
Yeah, you can change it. Because as a reminder, everyone has to be reappointed by their board members in January. So there, it's, you're going to be requested to submit an application. All town boards are going to be open for everyone.
Okay.
It's our annual, it's our by, every 2 years we do a mass recruitment. So there will, you'll have applicants, and it's up to your town, your commissioners to reappoint you if they wish, or are they going to appoint someone else?
Is Alexandra planning to be at the, she's going to be here?
She's, everyone here will be here through December.
Yeah.
I don't know in January.
Yeah, she hasn't been coming a lot in the last.
Oh, yeah, she's traveled the last three meetings.
Is she going to be coming back for a while? Okay, so okay, well, I'll be an assistant then, a vice chair, until December. Okay. I'll stand for that office if they want to have an election.
Yeah, so
okay,
Earl is nominated, so you want to vote on Earl?
Okay.
Aye.
Max?
Yeah, Max said.
You want to vote for me?
Well, he suggested you.
I vote Earl.
Okay, approved.
Okay. Vice Chair.
Okay.
So, as general business, a reminder, we'll be sending out applications, so everyone will fill them out probably closer to the end of this month, beginning of next month, so just keep a lookout on that. And I forgot to mention, I did reach out last meeting under informational items, I apologize, Chair. Some neighbors came and talked about the NDOT rocks sliding. I called NDOT. The project is delayed, and it's expected to finish up at the end of November. But if anyone wants to report falling rocks, I have a phone number that you can call. It's 702-279-0073.
279-0073. Okay.
And that is for the contract, the NDOT contract manager, Sammy.
Rocks. His name is Sammy?
Yes.
I inspected that too, based on that fellow's comments, and it does look terrible. There's a mess out there. It's a real collector of plastic bottles.
Because it's not done, that's what I've been told.
Yeah, okay, well, yeah, it looks terrible. And there's a lot of other garbage and trash in there too, and where the rocks are. And people seem to, I've watched them, they avoid going through the rocks, but they walk to the end, just where the rocks end, and then they jaywalk across them. Nellis at that point, so it's a mess, but I'm worried about the hazard of those rocks. People could throw them, or you know, it's just not good.
If you see something, that's an NDOT project, so call them. They
okay,
should.
I wrote his number down.
They, and it's not, that's not good. I was told that's not how it's going to end. They're going to make it better.
Okay.
I don't know how, but that's what they
said. Talking about the rocks.
I got one other thing. Is this open now? Are you done?
Yeah, if you want to open public comments.
Okay, open public comments. I'd like to open the public comments now. And I have one comment I'd like to make. Max, I believe you were here and you were pretty vocal on this issue that came up. And I think you were as well, Paul. The corner of Cheyenne and Nellis. Do you remember that tire store that we came before us a couple years back? And they had they were written up for having a storage shipping containers out in front, and I think we were unanimous against it. Do you recall that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I was by there the other day and I looked at it, and then so I pulled up an air photo of it. He's got five storage containers out there, and the whole lot's covered with wheels and other display stuff.
And Earl, did you report it to code enforcement?
I have not. I just wanted to bring it up to everybody's attention
just
here.
Just report it right away, because odds are people don't report it.
Yeah, okay.
So just report it to code enforcement.
Okay.
There'll be a code complaint against them. I wouldn't be surprised if that's when they're like, oh, they might come before you again, you'll deny them again, and we'll keep finding them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. That's all I've got.
Thanks.
Okay, we're going to end the meeting. Next meeting date? Oh wait, comments, General Public? Yeah, we did all that.
Yes.
Okay. Next meeting date, September 15, 2022. Meeting is adjourned.
Thank you all.
Thank you, Max, for being there to make it happen.
I appreciate you guys. Appreciate your patience. Thank you.
Feel better.